fest here in this first half. Foran at the line, showing it. Parker was there. Foran still going. The veteran. The battle-tested warhorse.
Hopefully next time when we talk at the war...
The battle-tested warhorse.
Wow. That's a slap in the face, isn't it?
Is that a rap? Or...
Yeah, I don't know. Backhanded compliment, I think that one is. Listen, a guy joining us on the show now, as you realise, is Kieran Foran, the new, probably, one of the biggest off-season signings.
Absolutely.
Along with Verrills. I reckon two of the best off-season signings at the Titans. But in a room right here, and Kieran, hello, welcome to Sports Day, mate.
Hey, guys.
In this room, I've got a man who played for two Gold Coast teams in Scotty Sattler. What were they again? The defunct Giants?
No, I was a scholarship holder at the Giants.
Yeah.
I played at the Seagulls and then the Chargers.
And then Matty Rogers obviously played for the Titans.
Yep.
And you signed Scotty, Matty Rogers, at the Titans.
Oh, well, we did.
Yeah.
As a
no, you always
team.
Walk around the sports game and go, I got Matty Rogers.
Yeah. Anyway. We did the launch of the casino.
Well, it's not
that?
About us, this interview.
Yeah, right. Let's get back to the the guy.
Can we talk to the guys
here
on the phone?
One of the best signings for 2023, Kieran Foran. Welcome to Sports Day again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Now, have you found anything that is equivalent to the stain yet on the Gold Coast?
The Manly Corso.
Nothing yet, no. No, the Burley Pab's all right, though.
Yeah. It does go all right.
Yeah,
it does
he's got
go
to
right.
mortgage your house for a beer down there. mate, tell me, how does Burley Beach compare to Manly Beach, mate? It's a bit different temperature-wise, but how do they compare?
Oh, yeah, mate. Look, we're staying down at Kira at the moment, so it's been beautiful down this end. I've been getting out for a few surfs and... Yeah, the water temperature's been amazing. So, yeah, I'm settling in really well. We all are. It's the lifestyle's been great and the club's been great also.
Have you come across, living around Kira and Snapper Rocks, have you come across Mick Fanning and Parkinson and Steph Gilmore and co?
Funny you say that. I was having a paddle last week, actually, and I bumped into Parko out there. And I remember I said to him, oh, you probably don't remember me, but... I was up here for an All-Stars game, I think it was 2012, and Wayne Bennett organised a bit of a surf school lesson for all the players with Parko. So I remember that day vividly, and I sort of re-jinked his memory, and he remembered who I was, and we were having a good chat out there in the surf last week.
He loves his footy, Parko, and I've got no doubt he'd remember you, even without the surfing lesson. But, mate, you got to be careful with Parko in the surf. He is the drop-in king. He refuses to let people have waves. So, mate, great fella, Parko.
He was telling me.
Yeah.
He was telling me to drop in. I was going, mate, I'm not game enough to drop in.
Mate, he does. He just tells you when you're out in the surf, then just drop in. Just drop in. I'm like, mate, I'm not a pro surfer. It's not my job. I'll get punched in the face.
Nah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mate, just back to the footy. Mate, you've come to the Titans, you know, a big signing. And, you know, I look at the role that you will play there. And, you know, obviously they had their challenges last year with the spine, a really young spine. Lacked some direction at times, hindered the ability to, you know, use the strike weapons like the Fifitas on the edges and stuff. How have you found, you know, you feeling, well, you know, you're taking over that position in the middle there and steering the ship with those younger minds?
Yeah, look, I've been blown away since arriving at the club just with the amount of talent that they possess. Like, as you said just then, you know, they probably didn't use it as well as they could have last season, you know, and they went with a reasonably inexperienced spine. But, look, they've got strike all over the field, and that's something that is exciting for a player like myself. You know, just being able to work out how to bring, you know, those players into the game and actually maximise that. So we've worked really hard through the pre-season at building those combinations, and look, I've got to say, I can't be happier with how things have gone so far. Look, we know it's going to be a challenging year, and we're going to be up against it. But I feel like we're right up for it, which is exciting.
Tanner Boyd, Kieran, I've known the kid for quite a while, and I've watched him with great admiration through his schoolboy career at Keebra Park. He's a sponge for information. He's a great kid. He's got a great work ethic, which I've got no doubt you've seen over the last couple of months. Has he attached himself to you, trying to milk as much information as possible?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. You know, he is an absolute sponge, and I've been so impressed with his work ethic since arriving at the club. For a young guy, he's had a reasonably difficult and challenging start to his career. It hasn't been all smooth sailing, and I think that's probably been the best thing for him. If you want my honest opinion, I think he's learnt to become very resilient in his approach to footy, and you know, turning up there day one of pre-season, he was able to, you know, we were able to sit down and have some chats about the style of footy that we thought we might want to play, and he's just been able to adapt to that really well. And as you saw last weekend in that trial game, I thought he was superb in his performance, and I think he's only going to, you know, grow from strength to strength as the year goes on.
Now, there's a guy, Kieran, that's played a pretty big role in your rugby league life since going back to Manly, I believe, and he's the head of performance that's now come to the Gold Coast Titans. Not only does he keep you on the field physically and make you feel as fresh as possible, but psychologically as well, you've formed a really good combination. Can you remind me what his name was and how important he has been to you?
Yeah, Cam Ferguson's his name. Yeah, so he was running sort of the strength and rehabilitation program down at Manly when I went back to the club at the start of 2021. And look, he's a really intelligent guy. He's unassuming. He's quite dry in his sense of humour, but he's the boys absolutely love him. But look, very, very skilled at what he does. And anyone who's worked with him will tell you that. And yeah, look, I think the Titans have done a great thing in bringing him up here. You know, you've only got to chat to a few of these young guys that have been at the Titans for a number of years, and they've, you know, been telling me that they've never trained this way. You know, that, you know, this is a complete different sort of structure and routine that they've had in the past, but that they're really adapting well to it and loving it. And yeah, look, I think he'll be brilliant for the club moving forward.
Oh, that's great to hear. I know, you're one of the key signings for the Titans this year, but another guy that's come along with you, a guy named Sammy Verrills. Now, I believe personally the most important person in your attack is your hooker. He starts everything off. And if you've got no strike there, it puts so much pressure onto the halves and in turn gets out to the edges and, you know, you just lose time. Can you tell me a little bit about how he's going? I've heard some amazing things about the young man. I hear he's a great guy, hard trainer. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, look, Sammy's been great. And as you said there, you know, he's so crucial to the success of the team. You've got to have a genuine nine and a real threat around the ruck and an intelligent nine as well. And Sammy ticks all those boxes. He's a really smart young hooker. He understands, you know, the speed of the ruck well, you know, where the opportunities present. And, you know, he's been making our job a hell of a lot easier as halves, just with controlling the middle of that field. And I know the big boys are absolutely loving running off him and allowing him to dictate play around the middle of the field, which has been great.
I've noticed he's got a long neck and a skinny head. So you've played with one of the great long necks and skinny heads in Cherry. So is Dally, is he still got the longest neck and longest head when you compare him to Sammy Verrills?
I'll tell you what, it's a close tie,
oh, wow,
between those two. I think Chez has got him. I reckon Chez has got him with a longer neck.
Mate, tell me, look, Dave Fifita, he's been a much maligned player over the last couple of years. And, yeah, look, there's a lot of pressure heaped on him. You know, he's got so much talent. And I think, you know, fans get frustrated not seeing him in space running the ball. But that, I mean, that, you can't put that all on Dave Fifita. How are you going to unlock this potential this year, mate?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the whole side unlocking Dave, and I think it also comes down to him. And I tell you what, I couldn't be more impressed with how he's applied himself through the preseason, and all the coaches and all the players will say exactly the same thing. He has trained the house down. He's got himself in the best physical shape that he can be in. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like as a footy side, it's about us getting, you know, the side into the positions on the field that are going to work for Dave. Look, he's a unique player. He's an X factor. He's a guy that's going to, you know, that can do things that not many other players can. But at the end of the day, we don't want to rely just solely on Dave to do that. We want him to be able to work really hard throughout the 80 minutes and nail that role first. And then, as you saw in the trial, you know, when he has those deft touches and he's able to come up with those special passes and runs, then, you know, that's just the icing on top. And that's what we'll be looking for from him.
Only turned 23 on the weekend. It's
crazy.
Crazy. He picked up that ball, that loose ball against the Dolphins, and now he took so much explosion, so much power. Now, Desi up against Justin Holbrook in a sense of tearing the paint off the walls. So Desi's one of the greats at it. One of
the
greats.
Blow up.
Now, I've known Justin Holbrook titsy for quite a while. I'm thinking he'd be a little bit more calm.
He doesn't know the nickname yet.
Oh, yeah. So Justin Holbrook's nickname is Titsy. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking he'd be a little bit more subdued than Desi.
100%. Yep. No, I haven't had a Justo spray yet. So, and it'd be pretty hard to topple Desi's sprays. I think he takes the cake for that, Desmond. So, Just comes across as a far more relaxed character than what Desi is, and I've really enjoyed my time under Just so far. Mm. He's got a real different approach to coaching to what I'm used to, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's really good. He's really nurturing of his players. He creates a very, very happy environment. It's been a pleasure to turn up the training so far. It's been really good.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Hey, the Gold Coast fan base, it can be pretty fickle. You win games, that they're gonna show up and they're gonna support you. Now, getting the season off to a good start is incredibly important. But how much emphasis have you put on this first game? You're coming up against a Tigers side that, look, they're on a rebuild. They would have been disappointed in their last year. How much emphasis has been put on this game? I mean, obviously, you know, win, lose or draw, the season doesn't go out the window or it doesn't become a premiership. But how much importance is Justin placing on this first game and getting this season off to a good start?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for us as a club, and as you said, our supporters and fan base. You know, we want to start the season off on a really good note. We want everyone to get behind us and everyone to see the work that we've put in over the last 4 months. So, like you said, then it's not the be all and end all, but at the end of the day, we have placed a fairly high emphasis on this first game, and we will be going out of the blocks, leaving nothing in the tank, and going after the 2 points, because we know how important it is to start well. So yeah, look, we're preparing well, and as I said, there's a fairly high emphasis on going out there and getting the win.
And Kieran, before we let you go, your first home game as a Titan is round 3, Cbus Super Stadium, of course, against the Storm. What a game this will be. 2:00 on Saturday, the 18th of March. Are you hoping for a big turnout?
Yeah, look, if all things goes to plan, you know, then hopefully we've won the first couple of games away and we come home to play the Storm at home in round 3 after, you know, winning 2 on the trot. That would be the ideal plan. And then we can get right up for that game against them. So, yeah, look, hoping for a great turnout. We want a really big turnout for all our home games. We want the Gold Coast to be behind us the whole year. And, I'll say one thing. We're certainly not settling for average this year. We're going after it. We'll be doing all that we can.
I can't wait for that round, for what Kieran said about Cam Munster. I can't wait for that matchup. So everyone's got to get there.
Yeah, be good.
And it's a great stadium to watch
football. Did you not hear what he said about Cam Munster? Yeah. Oh, we'll leave it to another interview.
Yeah, right, okay. No worries. Okay. Feel the energy this NRL season as a Gold Coast Titans member. Of course, there is a Titans takeover today on SCN. Just visit titans.com.au. There is a lot of excitement around this team this year. Sure. Some very, very good recruits. Kieran Foran, thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.